There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This umpire, I gotta tell you.
You've got some nice strike calls.
This umpire.
Yeah,
he's just really inconsistent.
Yeah, the strike zone's a little broad today.
Okay, now to Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
He is a mildly homeless man.
He has been homeless for 16 years, and he's missing a leg, hence Lieutenant Dan.
Yep. He looks like you'd think he'd look.
Yeah.
And he is riding out Hurricane Milton in the Tampa Harbor on his 20-foot boat.
Yeah.
Now, he's become somewhat of a viral sensation because he refuses to leave his boat. And this is, at last check, this is a once-in-a-lifetime storm, they're saying.
Yeah.
This is going to be here.
And here's the thing. The man is bowed up with confidence because I guess the way he came to national prominence was what was the other hurricane they just had a month ago? Was that
Helene?
You're doing great.
Helene.
Have we settled on Helene?
Helene. She was a violent bitch.
That bitch. So he's on his sailboat.
She is an aloof bitch.
And it broke free from the harbor, and it was drifting out to sea, and he was panicked, and no one would help him. And I guess a University of Tampa guy, a senior, went by and was like, hey, dude, this guy's in serious trouble. He's getting drug out to sea. No one would help him. And I guess he got someone to help him, and they got a rope out to the boat, and they pulled him. He was being drug out to sea in the storm surge. They drug him back. We were able to tie the boat up to the dock, and then they made a TikTok about it. They're like, oh, my God, we just saved this guy's life. Well, that's how people started, and of course, he's kind of a character. He's got no shirt on. He's got a bunch of tattoos. He's got one leg. So that's where people dubbed him Lieutenant Dan, and apparently that has now bowed up my man here to say, well, I rode out one hurricane in which I kind of almost died, and now he thinks this one that's going to be much worse, he's doing it again.
So here's what he sounds like. Here's a little taste of Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. All right, Dan, the people that are new, explain to them why you're deciding to stick out a Category 5, one of the worst hurricanes in Tampa history, out on a 20-foot sailboat in Tampa Harbor.
God told me to come out here and get a boat. I came out here and got a boat. And everything that he's been telling me over the last 2 days is I'm doing the right thing. He's got my back. I'm in good shape. I ain't sweating it. We're going to ride this one out. We got set up the way we know what we're doing. And as long as the water just keeps rising, we'll be fine.
Will you be wearing a life jacket?
Hell no.
Are you going to be able to swim if it need be?
In circles.
Can you swim with one leg or what?
Yeah, I can float like a damn champ. But swimming, I just go in circles.
So the plan's just to stick it out here?
Yeah. I mean, the water's going to come in. It's going to rise. If you're on land, it's going to flood. You're risking drowning. I'm in a boat. The boat goes up with the water. So even if the boat goes up 100 feet in the air, I'm going to be up 100 feet in the air with the water. So it's really the safest place in the world to be is on my boat. And I got room for one more female.
Give the people some words of wisdom out there.
You know what to do. Just be safe. Don't do stupid shit. And we'll all be all right. We'll be here. You know, we'll be here tomorrow and the day after.
Perfect, man. Let's go. One day at a time. Let's do it.
All right.
Pretty ironic there. Don't do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Does he not realize that he almost died?
No, he does not.
In the first one?
It appears he does not.
He was getting drug out to sea. And by the way, if God is telling you that, might want to start listening to a different God. I'm not certain that that's the advice you want to get. But the logic behind the rising tide, that's amazing. I've never heard anything so fantastic. Oh, yeah. If there's a 15-foot storm surge or 100-foot, don't worry. I'll be on top of it. Apparently, the safest place to be in a hurricane, on a small boat.
Do you want to hear a little bit more of him?
Yeah.
Just a little taste.
And speaking of rising tide, I saw a tweet from 20 minutes ago that there's been a big-time surge in Florida where water has come up 5-plus feet in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, but he just... Didn't you hear him? He just goes up with
the water. Let's hear some more of him.
Okay.
All right, Jay, they're saying 20-foot storm surge.
Eh, it could be 120. It doesn't matter. The boat floats. That's the whole thing. Keep the water on the outside of the boat, and the boat will go up with the water and down with the water. That's what we want to do.
Can we please get you into a hotel?
No.
Everybody's been asking, man. We got to get you off this thing.
Listen, the only way I'm going to go to a motel room is if a woman invites me and she's going to stay. That's the only way I'm going. That's the only thing I'd give the boat up for is a girl.
A girl. The Jenny. For a girl. Even with the 150-mile-an-hour winds.
You know what? I ain't worried about that.
It's not worried, guys.
Listen, you see this tattoo right here? IGY6. I got you six. I got your back. Because God's got mine. So if I say I got you, I got you. And if I got you, God got you.
That doesn't even
I ain't
make
worried
sense.
About it, man. I really... What am I going to fear? Dying? I just wait. My only fear is waking up tomorrow broke.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. So he doesn't fear dying.
No.
He kind of med dying.
Yeah.
He's like, eh.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Because why else would you stay out there?
Meth is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, he looks like he's on drugs.
Yeah, I would assume so. I did like that he said that God told him to move to Florida and get a boat. Where did you get a boat? You just occupy a boat? Because the boat doesn't move, hence it was getting drug out to sea. So the boat doesn't really have the ability to move, but it does float. That logic is fascinating. I appreciate, too, that like he's become a TikTok celebrity because this guy that he keeps posting TikToks about him, and people are trying to get him in the hotel room. He's like, nah, I'm fine on my boat. Like, if he dies, you know, is there... Do you feel bad at all, or is it a little like, eh, man, you kind of poking, you were kind of poking the bear there a little bit.
I kind of feel bad, but not, I mean, you know, it's like, that's his, he made the choice.
Yeah.
My question is can you actually physically remove him from that boat? Like, should they go and say, dude, this is not safe, you cannot be here, we're taking it?
I would think, but I mean, I don't think you can physically remove someone. But I know they have.
Because then that's a lawsuit or something.
I would think. But they have mandatory evacuation zones.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. But if you just refuse kicking and screaming.
Yeah, they're just like,
you're the same guy that's like, where's the Coast Guard to bail me? I also appreciate this one. Are you going to wear a life jacket? Not just no. Hell no. Because why would you want to wear a life jacket? Boy. And but as someone points out on the Vancouver Vortex line, Souk, are you a minor TikTok celebrity? I don't think so. So who are you to tell Lieutenant Dan what to do? It's a valid point. I am not a minor TikTok celebrity or any TikTok celebrity of any kind. So, I mean,
modern day Harry Truman.
Yeah.
Mount St. Helens.
You know, I don't.
I think this guy dies. What do you think? Like, people are taking bets on him.
He could easily die.
Very easily die.
And honestly, I don't. I mean, I guess I have sympathy because he's too dumb and screwed up to realize. But at the same time, man, like, if you're that, I don't want to say dumb is the word. Just.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I don't know, man.
He's dumb.
Defiant?
Yeah, if you're that defiant, you know, whatever, dude. Like,
he does want the tail, though, in the hotel room.
He does. He's very concerned. Well, my guess is he's a one-legged homeless man on a boat. My guess is he doesn't see a lot of ass. So, you know, this goes back to my Hookers for Heroes program that I've been trying to implement as part of my program. What if we had that? Like, we need, like...
Well, yeah, I was wondering, like, why doesn't somebody just send him a call girl or something?
They're like, hey, Dan, I'll tell you what, buddy. You get off this boat. We got a professional for you waiting in the hotel room. Let's get you out of there. Let's get you safe, warm. Maybe get you a shirt, right? Some shoes. Get you off the boat. Get you a nice, lovely lady for the evening. You don't have to die in the harbor.
Vancouver Ford text line asks, has he considered that God is a big fan and really wants to meet him?
It's possible. I'm often like, again, I'm not here to crap on anyone's belief in God. You do you. But boy, it sure feels like God's telling people to do a lot of dumb things over the years. Wasn't the local kid, he went to that island with the natives. What is that island off the coast of New Zealand?
Senegal,
yeah. That guy said that God told him that he was supposed to go there and teach those people about Jesus. And then they ran a bunch of spears through his body. This guy's saying that God's telling him that he's right where he needs to be and that God's got his six. Boy, I got a question. What God's telling people. You got to listen to the guy on the other shoulder, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. We're getting our shoulders confused. Maybe turn to the right. How about this second opinion? Like if a doctor says, hey, I think we should amputate your leg, maybe go get a second opinion on that one.
Did you see the guy doing donuts in the water?
Yeah.
Downtown Tampa.
Yeah, he's just out in his boat.
No, he's in a car.
Oh, no, there's a guy in a boat out there running circles in the bay. Oh,
no, there's a video from, like, up above, like, a high-rise hotel or something.
Yeah.
Down in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And the water's kind of rising.
He's just spinning.
Yeah, he's doing, like, figure eights out there.
Yeah. There was a guy, and I think this was yesterday or maybe this morning. The storm hadn't officially hit, but you know, a bunch of the tornadoes and waterspouts have popped up.
Yeah,
and
they had like 9 tornadoes today.
Yeah, there was one, and there's a video, and it's a nice boat, and there's two bros, and it's a ways away, but there is a giant waterspout, and the sky is just all black, and they're out there in the boat, just you know, just doing circles.
So is it official that it's made landfall and like it's blowing up Florida right now? Is that what's happening?
I think it's supposed to be hitting right now.
Because we're getting a lot of, I'm looking at some of the coverage and stuff, and it's kind of...
It seems like it's happening like right now. Because I saw another thing that was like, they were showing a bunch of the water had been pulled out of the bay, like that's, by the storm, yeah, so it's going to be coming back in.
Yeah, that is freaky. Like they were showing on some of the bridges and some of the seawalls.
Like the levels have gone way down before they're going to come roaring back.
They were saying like a couple hundred feet out, you can just, it's just, there's no water. It's all been sucked out. And they're like, yeah, that's going to come back. Just FYI.
Mm.
Hopefully Lieutenant Dan isn't like, hey, you said there was going to be water. I don't see any water. My boat's just laying on the ground.
Opposite of a storm.
Yeah.
That's rough. All right. Coming up next, a man has murdered a mountain lion. Mm. But with what? Was it his bare hands?
He was a real man.
That's next. Here's Buckley.
They're eating the cats.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com